All right, so we're holding Bezus Hashem, Klal Tes, Din Yud Aleph. And the Chofetz Chaim says that if a person sees, he in his first mashal, that he said, in case a person sees that there's a storekeeper who is just waiting for a gullible person to come in, so then before anything is done, there will be an obligation. Shiva doesn't have this thing. Before a sale is done, the person should be warned. There will be an obligation on the person who knows that he's waiting for this gullible person in order to try to trick him and to get a bad deal for this person. There will be an obligation to tell this person. However, the Chofetz Chaim says that if we're afraid that if you tell this person, then the Chofetz Chaim says, but this is only in case the deal wasn't done yet. Once the deal is done, then the deal is done. If the deal is done, then you have to live with the deal. So it depends. If Lemaisa, let's say, he only cheated him with Pachas Mishtus, that he cheated him, he overcharged him, but he overcharged him an amount that Al Pidin, the person would not have any recourse. So in such a case, if by telling him that this person cheated you, the person is now going to react in a way that's not al pi halacha, that he's going to say, then I'm not going to pay you the rest of the money I owe you, or he's going to throw the object back and say, take the object, and he's going to force him to take back the object. In that case, you're not allowed to tell him, because you're trying to help one person, save him something from the damage, but what you're doing is causing a different person to have a real damage, because al pi din, you don't have a right. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. That he says, v'afilu misana shayalai, even if the one, we're in page Reish Memalev, that even if the misana is shayalai, asks him, did I make a good deal? And you know that he was overcharged, but he was overcharged an amount that he doesn't have recourse on. Gamkin liyom elohemes. In this case, you have to say that which is not true and say, yes, you got a nice deal, as we'll see. And surely in a case where if you see that if you would tell him that you were chipped a little bit, so the person is going to come to a loss, the one who cheated you is going to come to a loss, which al pi din, he's not obligated. He's going to grab something. He's not going to pay him the money that he owes him. For this amount. So that's a big chait. If you're going to cause that a person which al pidin, the guy was not a nice person, and he taka overcharged him, but he overcharged an amount that you don't have a halachic right for recourse once the kinyan is done. So then, if you're causing the seller, who was not a nice guy, to lose money al pidin, then you're considered a reichel. Avelim hurayish al pidin teri yadin imoi. But in the case where he sees that the din teri would taka be with the buyer. Either, for example, he has a right to back out of the deal entirely, or he has a right to get back the amount that he was overcharged. And if the person would know, the one who was cheated, if he would know that he was cheated, he would not be accepting. So in other words, the Chofetz Chaim will tell us that if he's the kind of person that even if he's cheated, he's not going to go to Beis Din, he's just going to say, forget about it. So in that case, then telling him is not going to help anything. But in a case where you know, then you have to tell him the truth, and he will get that which is due. However, there are a number of conditions that have to be fulfilled. If you want to now tell the person who was cheated that he was cheated, and he has a right, al pi din, to get his money back or to give back the item. The first is Aleph Shloyagdul Bisipura Sa'ablo Yachisarib Yosemashahu. First of all, he's not allowed to exaggerate. Because even though you want to get them all to hits, but Lamaisa, you're not allowed to exaggerate. The second is Shitiya Ika Kavanose Lakane Lo Emes Velazar Lashosham Loi. The reason why you're doing, why you're saying this, why you're snitching on the seller is not because you don't like that seller. And now you have an opportunity to get back at him. But rather, I'm doing it in order to save the victim. The Hainu Lutayelis Hamasan. And not because you're going to get back and you'll be happy that the ma'ane is going to be embarrassed. Even if you know for sure that he daka cheated, nevertheless, that can't be your intent. If the whole heter is only, I'm allowed to tell on this seller, because it's a toelis over here for the victim to know, so it has to be dafke if there'll be an actual toelis. This person is not a person who's going to go to court to ask people, come and testify for me. He's just going to be upset. He's not going to start fighting with this guy. This guy is going to start taking him to Bezdin. And for 80 cents, a dollar, $5, $50, it's not worth it to go to Bezdin. Forget about it. So he's just going to be upset. So what are you going to accomplish by telling him that he cheated you? That he's going to hate the guy. In such a case, you're not allowed to say it. And surely, if he asks, and surely, in a case where he doesn't have a right to back out, mitzvah, and here's where he said before, he said, you're not allowed to say the truth. So he says, mitzvah, says a mitzvah to praise the item. And that's not considered lying. Kmo shamru chazal b'ksubas. Hare shalokach mikach ra min ashuk. Yishabchena b'eino v'yikinena b'eino. Heva oime yishabchena b'eino. So you see it's in Furusha Gemara. That if a person made a bad deal, but he doesn't have recourse, so what should you do? Should you tell him you made a bad deal? If he asks you, how do you like this deal? Look at this metziah I got. So you're supposed to tell him, yeah, wow, what a gevaldige metziah you got. So in other words, you're actually supposed to lie, because this is a lie for Shalom over here. So that's the second condition. There has to be a benefit that's going to come out. But if the guy is not going to utilize this information, just that he's going to hate, that's not considered a benefit. And the third condition is, Imu Mishayer Shidvarv Yir Nishmoyim Lama'ane V'hoichocha L'hachzer Hoyno Yoyach Yichir Hoyseh Binu V'natzim L'hachzer Sano L'igal L'nidin. If, let's say, but your first obligation is to go to the seller and say, you know, you cheated. You cheated this guy, and he has a right to get the money back. Give the money back to him. Otherwise, if you're not going to undo it, I'm going to have to take action. So in that case, you have to be mechiyach him first, and you don't have a heter to go immediately to the victim. Even though it's much easier, you don't need that much guts to go to the victim. To go to the seller, that's already tough, but that's your obligation. And the fourth is, im yochel l'sabiv es ha-toyelos be'etz ha-acheres shleit starich l'sapar agnus alav, lo yisapir. If you have a way of helping out the situation, let's say this is a place where taka, you can return it within a certain amount of time. So without telling him that you were cheated, but just maybe telling him, you know, this item, I don't know if this is really such a good item that you bought. If I were you, I would return it. So in other words, you have a way of accomplishing the tayelis without saying the lashon hara. Then you have to accomplish it in that way. And the fifth condition is she'ishu misapilo lo yeh b'tivoy ha'ilach rochel. Because what happens if the person that you're telling is that the victim is a person who he himself may do rechilus? The imu makir b'midah gruzu umistami yisapilo moicher. Now, I'm going to tell the victim, you know, this guy cheated you. So if he's going to go back and say, Yankel said that you cheated me, so that person now, the victim, is doing an aveira, even though the seller was taka a wicked person for cheating. But it's still an isa rechilus if you go snitch and say that Yankel told me that you cheated. Because then now the seller is going to have sin against Yankel, even though Yankel, so to say, did a good thing and the right thing. But if by Yankel telling the victim is the kind of person who's going to be a hoylech rachil, then in that case, he says, Tzarechin, if you're allowed to say, because you're actually making a stumbling block for the victim that he should be over an Iser of rachilus.